Venice is implementing new regulations to manage the flow of tourists and enhance the quality of visits. Starting Thursday, group tours will be limited to a maximum of 25 people, and the use of loudspeakers by tour guides will be banned. These measures are part of a broader effort to mitigate overcrowding, reduce noise pollution, and promote pedestrian mobility in the city. Beginning tomorrow, group tours in Venice will face new restrictions. The municipal government has capped the number of people per group to 25. Additionally, tour guides are no longer permitted to use loudspeakers on the streets. These measures are designed to reduce the stress large groups place on the city and to improve the overall quality of visits. Vehicles used for group tours are also now prohibited from parking on bridges. This move aims to enhance pedestrian mobility and ensure that the city's narrow streets and bridges remain accessible. These restrictions were initially scheduled to take effect on June 1st, but were postponed to allow businesses more time to adapt. The changes follow Venice's introduction of an entry fee system for day trippers, which was in effect for 29 days between April 25th and July 14th. During this period, over 485,000 day trippers paid the fee, generating approximately $2.6 million in revenue for the city. For travelers planning to visit Venice, these new regulations will affect how group tours are conducted. Smaller group sizes should lead to more personalized and less stressful experiences. However, tourists should be prepared for the absence of loudspeakers, which means guides will need to communicate more discreetly. The city's strategy to curb mass tourism includes not only these new group tour restrictions, but also a cap on new hotels in the city center and the construction of a new terminal for cruise ships outside the city center. In September, additional restrictions on short-term rentals will come into effect. Venice's efforts to manage tourism are part of a broader trend towards sustainable tourism. By limiting large groups and reducing noise pollution, Venice aims to preserve its unique charm and ensure that it remains a desirable destination for years to come. From a travel advisor's perspective, Venice's new restrictions on group tours and loudspeakers are a positive step towards sustainable tourism. These measures are expected to enhance the visitor experience by reducing overcrowding and noise pollution. Travelers should consider these changes when planning their visit to Venice, opting for smaller tour groups, and being mindful of the city's efforts to promote a more pleasant and sustainable environment for all. As Venice continues to adapt its tourism policies, visitors can look forward to a more enjoyable and sustainable travel experience in this iconic city. By respecting the new regulations, tourists can contribute to the preservation of Venice's beauty and cultural heritage.